everyone, and welcome back to our Favorite Things podcast. My name is Tiesa, and I'll be your host for this lovely episode. Joining me as usual is my beautiful friend and co-host,
Mofi. Hey, everyone. It feels so good to be podcasting right now. It does.
It's been months.
It has been months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're happy to be back. If you're new here, welcome. Thanks for joining in. And if you're not new, welcome back. You guys can keep up with our episodes by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, where they're at Our Favorite Things. You can also share our episodes with a friend or download them so you can listen to them later. You can find us on Anchor 2, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and before Mofi starts looking at me like I'm making up other podcast platforms, I'm going to stop there.
Yeah, Tiesa be just saying things.
But yeah, you guys can find us on those platforms, and it's Our Favorite Things with AU. Okay, let's get into our episode. Mofi, how are you doing? How's your week been?
How has my week been? Wow. Yo, I'm doing okay. My week has been nuts because, like, just every single day of the work week is a ridiculous day for me. It's so busy. There's just so much shit happening.
Yeah.
So I've had a really good weekend. I'm in Toronto and spending time with my friends. Mm-hmm. And, like, we've just slept in. Like, I just woke up from a nap not too long ago, mm-hmm. like a 2.5 hour nap.
Nice.
You know? And then we're just chilling. And that's just, it just feels so good before this freaking work week starts again. Mm-hmm. So, relatively, I'm doing okay in this exact moment.
Yeah. That's good to hear. Do you guys have like a quarantine, or do you ladies have like a quarantine bubble where, like, you know who everyone has been with, in a sense? Because some people are doing that where they're like very strict about who they're hanging out with.
Ideally, that's what we should be doing. Not necessarily. I mean, we don't have it's not like a lot of people, mm-hmm. but like, you know, people connect with other people, right, so it's not as strict in that sense. And that's just like, for me, that's just, I'm like, COVID is still alive and well, but like, I think it's a different phase of the way people are reacting or acting. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I guess we'll see.
I feel like at this point, like, people are kind of just tired, where like they're going to take precaution, but how strict the precautions are going to be is what is the issue. Because I, like, even for me, like, you know, I spent the last like 2 months with my family, and like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie, we were not like super strict. Like, we just were. I'm happy I don't have COVID, but like, I feel like I could have easily gotten it. So yeah, anyway, but are things opening up in Canada, restaurants?
Yeah, like in Ontario, majority of the cities in Ontario are in stage 3 of reopening, which is like, you know, restaurants are open, like, mm-hmm. even indoors. Like
indoors.
Bars.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm currently in Toronto, and they're still in stage 2 as of this moment we're podcasting, mm-hmm. which is like July 26th. Mm-hmm. They're in stage 2, so there's like patios. You have to wear masks like indoors, mm-hmm. everywhere. But yeah, like, relatively, I think things are fairly open.
Yeah.
And it's just a next stage, but it's at the same time, like, last week there was like the biggest like spike in cases, mm-hmm. as well, mm-hmm. the biggest increase in cases in Ontario, I think about 200 in a day or so.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just interesting because we're going through this through these stages of reopening, but people are still getting sick.
Yeah, people are still getting sick, man. It's crazy. It's like, I this thing that's happening where like states and cities are like flip-flopping, where like they have to close, mm-hmm. because they could lock down again because of cases, and oh, they'll re- it's mm-hmm. just like ridiculous to me. But you know what I found interesting? I saw, I think it's just the headline. I read a bit of the article that said that it seems like COVID is just going to become like another kind of like seasonal disease where it's like every year people are still going to die from this thing. And I think for me, that's just like, I don't know. It was a lot to read, you know, like at first I thought we're going to like eradicate it, you know, be a few months and then there'll be zero cases of COVID. And now it's like, oh, this thing might actually become like the seasonal flu. So yeah.
Yeah, it's so interesting. It's interesting seeing how like how it's like, it's I guess where people are saying like, we need to, begin to learn how to live with it being present, so that because as you're saying, it's gonna be like a seasonal flu or whatever. But it's interesting seeing how, people there are these like false practices that are being put in place in like in society, in like businesses. Like you go to the bar and like the waiter is like, oh, do you have any COVID symptoms? And you're like, no, all I'm just
know.
trying to do is I'm just trying to get drink. And like if I did and I am here, I
Wouldn't
would not tell
tell
you that I
you.
do have COVID symptoms. You have COVID symptoms? No. Have you traveled outside of Ontario for the past
No.
14 days? No. Okay, let me give you some hand sanitizer. And it's like, oh great, I feel so safe right now. Like I feel like I've just gone through this thing. And it's just so interesting because yeah, like compared to like when like initially at the start of all of this, people were so thorough, it was so intense. Now it's just like I just gotta ask if they have this thing, and as long as they say no, like
No.
we're good.
Yeah, I've been finding you're so right. I've been finding those types of things very interesting, like going to like your wax lady or like your lashes or your manicure person, and the person is standing right in front of your face, but oh, they're wearing a mask. And I'm like, that's not how it works, though. Because if you have COVID, then the other person is definitely getting it. Like you standing in such close proximity, even with a mask, as a mask. Wow. Wow.
Girl,
Okay.
just let it
Let
be.
me just let it go. Even with a mask on, it's still like just not safe. Like with the mask, you have to keep that 6 feet distance. So it's just going to be interesting to see how we start to like, I guess, normalize certain behaviors in this with this thing that
And
we have to live
your
with.
barber like putting all their fingers in your freaking face and all over your face. You're like, this is not how it's supposed to
This is
work.
not how it
You're
works
gonna
should
give me
work. I actually think
COVID.
barbers should like wear disposable gloves, like, and take it off after each person that they cut because, like, you know.
Gross.
Touching my neck, touching
Wow. Sorry, I'm just gonna have you take off your mask so that I can like
Yo, my barber reminded me, was like, you can take off your mask. I was like,
The hesitation. I'm like, oh.
why though?
Why though?
Like, what
Bruh.
that we do, and I couldn't do anything because I'm like, oh, I'm already in the chair, he's already wrapped me up. Like, yeah, sis, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm going to have to learn how to cut my hair by myself. Yeah, that's just one of those things because, like, all these other things, people are like, oh, I need to get my nails done, oh, I need to get my legs waxed. I'm like, that doesn't work. But my hair, that's like the one thing where I know I'm going to need to be in close proximity to someone. So I don't know about this, like being in my face, telling me I can take off my mask. Like, you can take
Not
off your mask.
cool.
How about no?
How
Yeah.
about no? How are you doing? What's going on with you?
I'm okay. I'm okay. Same thing for me. Work has been so stressful. I don't even understand it. It's like I feel like, you know, I was supposed to have like a summer of like, you know, freedom and just like chilling, you know. But instead it's like I'm working till 11:59. I'm like, you know,
Wow.
waking up early, going to bed late, waking up early, going to bed late, like almost every day. So yeah, so it's on the work front I'm stressed, but otherwise, if you guys don't know, I was away from California for like 2 months. I was back home in Miami. So I'm back now and it's just nice to be around my roommates. I'm finally done quarantining from them, so I can actually touch them.
Oh.
It feels so good because I felt so trapped. Like I could only be in my room, outside, or the kitchen. And most of the places, or well, in the kitchen, I was wearing a mask. So like your house
Yeah.
is like the one place where you feel respite from the whole mask thing. So it was annoying to kind of like
Right.
have to wear a mask at home, but you know, I'm done now and I don't see myself leaving this house again if I have to come back and do a 14-day quarantine. Yeah. So just words to you guys
Yeah.
that are living with people. If you travel and come back, you better quarantine from them because you have to. You should. It's the right thing to do. But
It's the right thing to do.
Crazy. Anyway, so I guess we can get into our highlights, Mofi. Why don't you start us
Yeah.
off?
Let's see. What are my highlights of for this lifetime?
What is lifetime?
For this lifetime, for real. So first of all, we had a high school reunion yesterday. I guess it's semi worth talking about on the
Okay,
podcast.
hold on, just pause. I'm dying,
What?
y'all, because Mofi said we had a high school reunion, and I'm just gonna have to let you know that I am not part of this.
Okay, by we, I meant like me and my high school mates. Had a high school 10-year high school graduation reunion yesterday. And it was really nice. It was so nice. Like we did like introductions, so people like introduced themselves.
People introduce themselves.
Yeah, like I mean said like obviously we know their names, but like said like you know what they're up to right now. And it was a little bit corny because we had to say like
Obviously.
are you single or married?
No.
And then yeah.
Oh.
And then, not to drag nobody if anybody's listening to this, but and then people be like I'm in a relationship. But I'm single because I'm not yet married. I'm like, okay, great, y'all. Great, everyone.
Want to say you're single, but you also don't want to be like.
Exactly. So, but it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. It's nice to hear what people are up to. You know, it was nice to. Just see people, and it felt very nostalgic, and also just very like you know communal in a sense. Like these are people that you grew up with
Yeah.
in many
Many
ways.
ways, yeah.
So that was nice, and I think for at least for me, one thing that it made me like want like reach out to more folks and be like,
Yeah.
hey, what's up? Because before I was just like, yeah, these are people that if I see. We'd vibe, but like there was no like intentional like outreach happening on any end with lots of people. But I think maybe now the familiarity or the just because of how recent it is, it might yeah people are like linking up. So that's nice and it
Oh,
was
nice. And
cool.
you guys did it over Zoom.
Yeah, over Zoom. I think the intention was to have it in have it in person in December, but with like COVID and everything. But I think it's more accessible. It's actually better that it was done this way
I
because if
think
it was
so.
done in December, how many people would have physically
Will
been able
show
to be
up.
there? So
Yeah. And who even
yeah.
knows if December is going to be a time where you can actually fly into Nigeria? Like, that's another thing.
Ah, please though, please God,
I
don't
know.
even
I
try me.
know. Like, we've got plans.
It would no, that's the time I'm trying not to think about. I'm just like Wow, okay.
Yeah. And it's, it's inching close, to that time where you kind of want to start looking for flights, but like the airport is not open. So
Like,
what's happening?
please, I beg. I
We need to
beg, I
go
beg. I need to go home. I need to get freak out of this country.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was a highlight. And then another thing. So have you listened to Adekunle Gold's most recent song
Is it? It's not something different. Is
called
it something
AG
different?
Baby?
Oh yes, I've listened to AG Baby. Yes, I quite like
Love it.
it. I quite like it.
Love, love, love it.
You know what? Adekunle Gold has like, I don't know. He's like really quickly become like one of my favorite Nigerian artists. Like, he's just really good.
Yeah. He's so good. He's so good. I love it. Oh, everything. I've just been listening. Like, it's the first thing I want to listen to when I wake up. Puts me like in a good mood.
Oh,
It's just so nice.
he's
And I've
so
just been
cute.
listening to an Adekunle Gold playlist really pretty much all last week because wow.
It a pre-made playlist or did you make it?
No, the Apple Music
The
one.
Apple Music one. Your face, because Apple Music is trash. I'm making playlists.
Trash. Apple
Okay,
Music is
quote me. Apple Music
trash.
is trash. I'm making playlists. I'm sorry. I don't know why I
Oh,
still use it.
Apple Music is trash on every level. Literally, tears. I don't know why we're still these people.
Seriously, why? Because we pay
Like,
for it the same way we would need to pay for Spotify. It's not like you get Apple Music because you have an iPhone.
exactly. So wisdom, like we need to emancipate ourselves. Like, what the fuck?
A turning point in our life, so we realize we should stop using Apple Music.
Literally live,
Yeah,
live.
I think I'm going to seriously consider switching. Honestly, I don't see the reason why I'm keeping it.
Yeah, exactly. Me too, actually. But yeah, so Adekunle Gold, and Adekunle Gold is giving us like old hair specs, I like new daddy vibe. I'm like just black boy joy type of every single thing.
I'm
I'm like
loving
living
it. I'm loving
for
it.
all of it.
Did you see him in the blue Kai Collective shirt? He wore in his shoes. It looks
Yes.
so good. And like, yes, pay black
Yes.
women, okay?
Inject it in my veins. Like this is the type of content I signed up for.
All day, all day.
All day. But also, like if I'm thinking of like summer jams, I mean like hate to do this right now, but like Burna Boy, on the remix of Jerusalema is like that song is the song of the summer. It's
Oh,
also
hot take.
wonderful. Burna Boy as well
Oh,
is
yes.
also the song.
Oh my God. Can we like put like a few minutes, a few seconds from Wonderful in the episode?
Who's we? Who is we? Sorry, pause, everyone.
Is a team effort of you. Wow.
Let's just take it in that I wish. Wow. Okay.
A simple
Yes,
yes will
we.
suffice.
We will try and put a snippet of Burna Boy's Wonderful in this podcast here.
It's really that song is really good. It's so good. I so much love it.
Yes. Well, so what would you say is the song of the summer?
Song of the summer, man.
Or
You
one
know
of,
what?
actually.
You know what? Yeah, one of the songs I definitely go with Wonderful. And I kind of want to take a quick peek at my what I've been listening to. So just really quickly, because there's some songs I've had on repeat, and definitely Wonderful is one of them. Oh, Bad Influence by Omah Lay.
Have you heard that song?
Haven't heard that.
Okay,
No.
you should listen to that. I think that that could also be considered song of the summer. Feel free to argue with me, y'all. It's subjective. But yeah, Bad Influence
Yeah.
by Omah Lay is good. I think that Betty Butter, you know, was trying to be a jam.
Oh. Sorry, did she say was trying? Like in past and like an effort that's being put and is not achieving because wow, you need to respect
You guys already know Murphy's and Davido
Davido.
stan accounts, so I can't even
I
argue.
knew it. She said, I am a Davido stan account. Like my entire being is a Davido stan account.
Because I can't take it, sis. But no, it's good, but I don't find myself
Wow.
like going to like play it. Like when I go on my Afrobeats playlist, I must play Wonderful. Like I just must. But like Betty Butter, I'm like, okay, nice to meet you. I'm cool.
I'm crying. I love Betty Butter. I would put it in the summer playlist if we're being
Yeah.
honest. I
Okay,
would say
actually.
like Mayoko, like what? And Davido. Those are like my two tops.
Okay, what else? I like this line of conversation. What other songs would you say? What other song would you say?
What other song? I think, okay, so for me and my, I'm gonna be like, for me and my girls, for me and
Oh.
my household, I think a summer song for us is Susanna by Salty Soul. Yes. Yes.
Yes, you have to bump Salty Soul. What? Of course, of course. Oh, okay, I have one. Julie, have you heard Julie by Boy Breed and Mills? Literally have never heard of them till I heard this
No, I
song.
don't know. No.
But that's another vibe.
Cool.
That's another vibe.
Yes.
Add it to your playlist, y'all.
Yes. You guys should tweet at us
Yes.
and let your girls know like what is on your summer like playlist. Like
Playlist.
this summer 2020, post-COVID, you're getting lit. You're not supposed to
Oh,
be
in your house.
taking shots in public. But you're getting lit. What songs are you putting on?
Yes,
Let
let
us
us know.
know.
Let us know. Tell us some new, or rather, introduce us to some new songs that we don't already know. Yo,
Yeah.
you know what? I'm going to have to say that I think I may have jumped on this Naira Marley Malia.
Oh my God.
Malia's
God.
behavior.
I am disgusted.
Because the amount of times I've played As You Dey Go by Naira Marley, it's actually too much. So like at this point, I think I'm just going to say I'm a Malian.
Tia said this is we're in July 26, 2020. This is Tia said step into what has been. So welcome. Thanks for joining us at
Yes.
Marlin Fest.
They say
But
anytime you wake up is your morning. So.
facts. That's that on that tier. So I feel like I love it. I
yeah.
love it
So.
too. Okay,
All
cool.
right.
Let's see. What else is a highlight for me? I think I just mentioned that I am like I'm hanging out with my friends in the six.
Oh
Okay.
my God.
I keep forgetting that we try to be cool on this podcast and that this
And
is not me just
fail.
talking to TSA. But yes, I'm in Toronto. I was spending time with my friends and it has just been so nice. Just like I love living by myself. I love my me time. I love like all of that stuff. But just being in that cycle almost of a day to day of the same thing happening over and over again was getting tiring. But also like with the context of everything that was happening in the world, at work, like just racism every single place. Like just being black at this point is like, oh, No, not being black. No. Not what I was trying to say. What I was trying to say is the fucking people that are
Yes.
racist, they are cramping our style of existing.
Exactly.
So being black is dope. It's the people that just need to be axed.
Yeah, stop making
So,
it hard to be black for us. Thanks.
yes. So all of this to say, I don't know how I got on this like anger
Murphy rants can
rant.
come anytime. Anytime. There's always space for Murphy rants.
We go from 0 to 100.
Right quick.
But it's just been so lovely. We've just been having such a great time being outside, cohabiting in many ways. And okay, but I'm so happy. I don't want to go back to Kingston. I don't know how I'm going to like face it when I have to like board that train and just look at my apartment and be like, I'm glad to be here, like with you. But in this city,
You're thriving.
wow,
Well, in Toronto.
like. In Toronto, I feel like a human being. Kingston, I feel dead. And actually, I was hanging out with a friend. I don't know, he yesterday the topic of if he listens to the podcast came up, and it was a questionable, like, even till now I'm not sure if that yes was real.
Excuse him.
I know. But we're hanging out with Code, friend of the podcast, host of
Well,
Somewhere in the
friend of the
World.
podcast, asterisk, because
Asterisk, based on confirmation, we have to check that. But just talking about, living in a city, and for him, he was just like, one day I was just like, I can't do this. Like, this is not it for me. I don't feel happy, and I'm bouncing. And sometimes I wonder, like, if that's what I should do. And I wonder if I'm just being so, anyways, whatever. This is not, the tangent is not working for the podcast, but yeah, that's a highlight.
No, I hear you. I think, and I mean, now a better time than any, I think, to be able to, I guess just pick up and move, right? Because like we can work from anywhere. For a lot of people, that's indefinite. For a lot of people, it's till next year. I mean, for some people, they just have to go back to work. They don't have a choice. But yeah, no, it's so true. I mean, I felt the same way. Like leaving my family in Miami, it was nice to like kind of be with everybody in one place, and and then we just had to disperse. And one of my cousins, he lives alone, so he was like, "Man, I'm going to wake up in my apartment and not see you guys, not hear your voices." Like it's been rough in quarantine being alone for 2 months and then being with people and then going back to being alone. So yeah, I hear you. I hear
Yeah,
you.
guys. And the last thing I just want to talk about is like, one, obviously loving the Nollywood content
Keep it
everywhere. We love to see
coming.
it.
Keep it coming.
We love to engage. We love to watch. But you guys, and I know that this might be, but Sugar Rush? I wasn't sure. This is hard because I don't like shitting on
Wow,
Nollywood,
this, and I'm even
actually.
surprised. Murphy
It's a
really
fact I
doesn't
like
like
J-pop.
shitting on Nollywood.
Yes, but yeah, so did you watch Sugar Rush
I
just?
did, I did. And same thing, I don't know. I don't, let me not say I don't know how I felt about it, because while I was watching it, I think at different points I kept saying, "Oh, this is good, this is good. I see what they're doing here, this is good." But like overall, I think my issue is with it was that I went in expecting too much, as usual, because once everybody's watching something that came out on Netflix, Nollywood, everybody's also talking about it, right, and giving their reviews on Twitter and stuff. So I tend to like see a lot of what people are saying, and I think I expected a lot better than what I got. from the movie, but honestly, it wasn't the worst thing I've watched in on Netflix, Nollywood Netflix is what I'm calling it. Yeah, but
Yes,
what
like
did you think?
Ghost of an Island, Banana Island
Yeah,
Ghost.
let's
That's
not.
one of.
Yeah.
Like, great. But yeah, no. Sugar Rush. I started watching His Excellency. I haven't finished that one yet. There's also this other one. Were you telling me about it?
Which one?
I forget what it's called. Something Love Story or 10 Year
Oh my
something
God, don't watch
something.
it. Don't do not watch it. It's not. I
Really?
mean, you know what?
I heard semi good things.
You know what? Let me not be the one telling you not to watch it, but it was so long and it was so, like, for me, I didn't see why I needed to watch two. More than 2 hours, I think it was almost 2.5 hours of that movie. Like, picture perfect, it's something, it's 10 year, whatever.
Picture
I mean,
perfect.
watch it and make your own conclusions, but like, I
Yes,
felt
guys,
like it
watch
was
it.
a waste of my time.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Okay, now.
To all the actors that did a really good job in it.
Yeah.
It's usually not the acting that's the
Yeah.
problem, to be quite
No.
honest. Like, for the most part, in all these Nollywood things, like, and even the Ghanaian ones, because I think that Picture Perfect one is Ghanaian,
This
it's usually
Ghanaian.
not the acting. It's just very poor execution of a storyline. Sometimes the script is really lacking. You
Yeah.
know, like, I watched Omoni Obole's Anchor Baby. Have you seen that one?
I haven't finished it.
That movies are not finished, just so you know, finished. But yeah, I kind of thought like that was an important story to tell, and it was like I could see the vision behind it. But for me, the execution was like it was poor, it was just not very good. But yeah,
Zero.
yeah.
But yeah, there needs to be more. It's like our actors, the Nollywood actors are putting in so much, and it's like the industry is failing them.
Like, let's, you know, let's, they're good writers, and I feel like we've said this on the podcast before. Like, let's, you know, hire better script writers, man. Like, who was that movie I watched, Merry Men, The Real Yoruba Demons? Bruh. That's quite possibly the worst script I've ever watched on screen.
I'm
Right.
crying.
Okay, we said we weren't going to shit on
Okay.
Hollywood.
No, that's not what this podcast is about. In this household, we respect Nollywood, okay?
This is a Nollywood stan account.
There's a
Exactly.
Nollywood stan
That's
account.
actual
Come on.
facts. That's actual facts.
Tell
Okay.
us what has been your
Oh
highlight?
my God, I feel like just from talking to you, I've talked about so many things that have been like highlights for me over the past month. So that's good because I actually didn't come into the episode with like being able to pre-plan a lot of highlights. But anyway, my two highlights. The first one is Street Food on Netflix. Mostly, you really should watch Street Food. Did you watch the first one with a on from Asia? You didn't.
I did finish it.
You should watch it. Anyway, Street Food is back, and this time they're in Latin America. The first episode was in Argentina, and it was so good. Like, besides the food, I actually loved the story. Like, it was so sweet. It was about this lady who like owns like a food stall in a market, and she and her partner, like, I don't know, run it together. And like, I guess like she was talking about how like her family didn't really accept her like dating a woman and like being like whatever, being with a woman, and how, and talking through all of that. And I don't know, it was just like very heartwarming and very sweet. And I mean, the food is great. Maybe not so great because like you can't travel. And for me, I was just like, wow, I really want to go to Argentina now, but like, when can I? Anyway,
When?
yeah, I love shows
I'll check
about
it
food.
out.
I love shows about food, I've realized.
Yes.
Except that one that we tried to watch.
Ah, wow.
It was painful.
It was
so I don't bad. Even remember the name, so, and I'm happy. So bad.
Crazy delicious something something something. It had so much potential to be good. Like, I think the premise was so was really good, you know, and stuff. But the ingredients they always picked were so were not was great. So, like the first one was banana.
Oh, okay.
Second one was mushrooms. I think the one we watched, and the cooks.
The cooking. Oh.
The cooking, like the actual cooking.
Wow.
Questionable.
Wow. And like, I don't know, it doesn't kind of get you excited. Like, I used to complain that MasterChef was like overly dramatic, but like I felt so like invested. And with this crazy thing, you know, Mofi and I were like, yeah, that's that on that. No, like we tried to do Netflix party and watch it and it wasn't working. So I don't know if it gets better, if anybody has watched it to the end of the season, but that's one for sure.
You're brave.
Yeah, exactly. You're brave. So yeah. Okay. What are my you know what, actually I have three, but my second one, I haven't actually read it yet. But I'm super excited to read it. And I already told you about this. It's Heavy.
Yeah. By,
you know, I don't know how to say his name. Is it Kies?
Kiese.
Okay, so it kind of sounds like my name. Okay.
Yeah.
Kiese Lehmann. Mofi introduced me to this book, and you know, I've just been reading good things about it. Anyway, so I just ordered it, and I'm super excited to read it and come back and tell you guys all my thoughts on it. Yes. And of course,
so good.
Pay Black authors, read Black authors, share it with your friends, like all the things. Okay, now and always.
Yeah, so good. That book is so beautifully written, and just like so raw, like truth, like, and just so raw. I'm just seeing it everywhere. I'm like, yes, it's worth talking about.
I'm seeing it on all the lists, and like I hadn't heard of it before you told me about it, and now it's just everywhere, and I'm like, yes. Dollars in his bank account.
Dollars.
Cash dollars. But yeah, so really excited to read that. Okay, my last highlights are songs. And I sent one of these to you, Mofi. I don't know if you listened to it. Yeah, this Mofi girl, she's been ignoring my recommendations of late. I don't know if she's trying to tell me something. But I found this, well, I didn't find her. My cousin introduced this girl to me. Her name is Tomilola. And the name of the song is Let Go. It's featuring this group called The Cavemen. It is so so good. Or is it Let It Go?
Yeah.
You know, Mofi, I'll send it to you, and I'll also put it in our show notes. So if you read the show notes, you'll see links to all the songs and media and everything that we talk about. But yeah, the song is really good, and it just reminded me that there's so many like Nigerian artists that like don't make it to these like mainstream playlists. That like,
yeah,
you know, you might not find if you're not looking for them. So,
I really like that.
And my second song, which I am so like surprised by the sound that she's going with this year, but I don't care, I love it. Is Due to Me by her. A jam. I'll also send it to you. Summer vibes out on your patio.
Yes. Add to your summer playlist. Add to your summer playlist. Faith Pods hooking you guys up.
Should our Faith Pods like share a summer playlist with y'all? Like, would you be interested?
Oh,
maybe like 10 or 12 of Mofi and I's favorite songs.
I like it.
I also like it. Yeah, so like
the only thing though, T, is that I feel okay. I think we can do it. I think we can do it on Apple Podcast, on Apple Music. I was going to say I feel like we'll need to get on Spotify to do this.
No, we can do it on Apple Music. Yeah, at least it's good for that. Too.
I think our listeners that don't listen to Apple Music will be one salty, but they'll also drag us because, like as we said, Apple Music is like.
But yes,
so maybe we'll do something. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I like that. So maybe like we'll even, it might be the reason like I finally switch. I'll get Spotify and then we'll put a playlist together. And you guys can feel free to like share with us so we can add to it.
Yes.
Okay.
I like it.
Well, Mofi, I think that is our episode, if you don't have anything else to add.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
I think everyone should just, you know, stay hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to say all the things that I don't do.
That's fine. Remind yourself to do them.
Stay hydrated. Wear sunscreen.
Wear sunscreen. Yep.
Eat your meals, eat your damn
very
meals,
important,
and wash your hands,
very important.
Yeah,
yes.
And
wear a mask,
you know. And wear a mask and fuck the racist.
Yeah,
and continue calling people out.
Mm-hmm.
And demanding that the mediocrity is not enough anymore.
Mm-hmm.
No one's taking that bullshit again. So yes, like none of that. Like, now we're in the year 2020. 2020 is the future, and none of this shit should be happening again anymore. So call those people out.
Yeah,
let them be shaking in their boots.
Yes,
and scared and crying
and uncomfortable, because that's the only way things are going to change.
Yeah.
Yep.
Those people. But yeah, that's all I have to say. Thank you guys. Oh, and I know, we got like a few new listeners out here in these streets. On these are Faith Pod streets.
Ooh,
so we're just saying what's up. We see you, we hear you. Thanks for joining us. We hope to continue to entertain you.
Right. Don't just listen to that one episode and go. You can come back.
Bruh. Come back. Tell a friend.
Yes, so
excited.
Yes. All right, y'all. Mofi basically did my outro, but you know, for the sake of it, thank you all for listening. If you got this far, subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Just search for us at Our Favorite Things, and favorite is spelled with a U. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at Our Fave Pods. Mofi, where can everybody find you?
I can be followed on Twitter. I'm a Miss Badmos. That's MSBADMOS.
Mm-hmm.
And I am on Instagram at Mofi's Book Collection.
Yeah, you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at TIIESE. And I also write a travel blog, samefootprints.com. All right, until next time, y'all, stay safe. Stay hydrated and don't forget to find something to be grateful for. Bye.
Bye, guys.